views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to those callers, welcome once again, everyone, to Angel Healing House Radio with myself, Claire Candy Hoff. And today's show will be continuing with May's theme of the afterlife and heaven with a show which the Posse of Angels have entitled Speaking to Your Loved Ones Across the Veil. Now, when the Posse of Angels gave me this title, I sought to ask them if they could tell me what they foresaw in the coming months. Well, they reminded me that the conscious collective, those of us who are awakened and enlightened, that it's a crucial time of rebirth and regeneration for so many of us. And there'll be many souls on the planet who will be coming to the end of their physical contracts, and they'll be crossing over back to their home in spirit. Now, these souls contracted to help with the raising of the consciousness on planet Earth, and they're exiting at the exact date, the exact time, and the exact circumstances that they wrote in their contract in their book of life to exit from their physical human incarnation. Not long after I had this conversation with the Posse of Angels, I received a devastating phone call from a client that her 19-year-old son had committed suicide. The shock and the profound sadness was absolutely overwhelming, and she said that she had no idea how she was going to go on with her life. And even though one may have the deepest spiritual knowing that we never die, how is it possible to go on when a loved one is physically not there with us anymore? The Posse of Angels first wishes us to know that after a devastating loss such as this, it is truly not our role to figure out how we are going to go on. All we can hope to do is to literally survive in the present moment, bringing our attention only to the now and to our breath, which will help us to survive just one more breath, just one more moment, just one more second, one more minute, one more hour, and one more day. And while the Posse of Angels do not have definitive answers to one's grief, they are suggesting that one of the greatest things that we can do is to walk or sit in the glories of Mother Nature and allow her comforting and healing energies to help us through this immense, unfathomable sadness. By sitting in silence, one can observe the signs that the angels, and many times the signs that our loved ones who have crossed over, are sending us. For instance, this friend told me that the night after she found out about her son's passing, she felt an overwhelming urge to take a walk along the ocean. While she stood there and while she stared into the night sky, she saw a shooting star and she received shivers and tingles all over her body. She told me of her son's love for astronomy and that he loved shooting stars. He actually had done a lot of research on them. She herself had never seen a shooting star before, and she knew in her heart it was her son saying, "Hi, Mom, I'm safe, and I'm happy now with God." The Posse of Angels are reassuring all of us that her son, who had been a very troubled teen while in his human incarnation, he was indeed now with God. He was free from all of his illusions of low self-worth and pain, and he no longer was suffering, nor did he feel any separation. I explained to my friend that her son would have much to do across the veil, as he will have to review his actions in his life's review and go over the contract in his book of life that he wrote with the Etheric Council. But I assured her that there is no blame and there is no shame in heaven. Unlike our planet, when there is often and compassion for the thing, in heaven there is only love and compassion, and no soul is left behind and shunned, no matter what choices and decisions they've made. Yes, within time, he will review his suicide. He will review what he has done. But the first priority when he crosses over would be that he would be welcomed home by his loved ones to make him feel comfortable, loved, safe, and secure. Her son is available for her to connect and communicate with as he lives on across the veil, as love never dies. As the Posse of Angels is saying to all who have loved ones across the veil, that indeed love never dies, and that our loved ones would have all gone to heaven, to paradiso, to nirvana, to Shambhala, to whatever you want to call it. I've called it our one true home behind the veil of forgetfulness. You know, there are many names for it, and they would not have gone to hell, as the only hell that exists is the hell that we create for ourselves as humans through our self-perpetuated illusions of separation from God and separation from our divine eternal natures. Now, in my previous radio shows in May, I spoke about the dark, murky plains of heaven. This is the closest level to Earth, and it's the level that is reflective of the darkness and negative energies that souls have within them when they cross. You know, we can only go to the area that is matching of our energies inside. Now, this negativity within is accumulated through unresolved anger, sadness, bitterness, resentment, regret, judgment, unforgiveness, and anything else that separates us from our divine eternal nature of love and peace, forgiveness, especially for ourselves, and unconditional love. Now, to listen to my previous radio programs, you can always visit my host page on Transformation Talk Radio, and all my archive shows can be easily accessed any time of the day and any date, so that you can go back and listen to some of those shows about our soul contracts and the afterlife. Now, on a personal note, I speak to my grandmother, Sarah, every single day. Her loving, supportive, caring, and no-nonsense advice has helped me through countless hardships, and she has provided me with a unique blend of wise insights and unconditional love. Now, I don't know where I would have been in my life without her deep devotion to my happiness and my well-being. My grandmother Sarah is my guardian angel, and she crossed over when the former soul was 8 years old. I hear her voice, and I smell her lilac perfume when she comes to call. Now, I know it is she, because to verify that it is my grandmother, she shows me a vision of some sort of traditional ethnic food that was customary for her to make at holiday dinners. She's now laughing, and she says I should eat more, as I am too skinny. Well, perhaps my grandmother Sarah needs glasses, even though she is in heaven. So thank you, Grandma Sarah. Although she's passed from her physical life, she is every bit as sharp, intelligent, kind, loving, and determined now that she is no longer in physical form and she resides in heaven. You know, everyone, the fact that I speak to my grandmother, oh, she's just giving me shivers of love. The fact that I speak to my grandmother every single day is not unusual, and it's certainly not strange for me. The difference between myself and the many people who don't hear the voices of loved ones who've crossed over is that they are choosing to think that this is not possible, and they are not open to listen and receive their loved ones' messages. Now, the Posse of Angels is reminding us that probably the hardest thing in communicating with the other side is allowing ourselves to place 100% absolute faith and trust in what we are receiving. It can't be something like this: oh, I will ask my grandmother to speak to me, but I really don't believe that it's going to happen. That absolutely shuts down communication between the veil. Or, I want to communicate with my brother or perhaps my child who has passed over, but I don't want others to think that I'm crazy, and I don't want others to find out. Now, the Posse of Angels is saying that all expectations, attachments, all limiting beliefs, and especially one's ego, all of these things must be released in order for us to open to receive messages from across the veil. Now, in order to open very clear lines of communication, one must make this connection a priority in their lives. The more we make connecting with our loved ones across the veil, the more we make it meaningful, the more we make it important. We are already creating an intention by giving it energy and space for it to have the possibility of it happening for us. Now, there are some suggestions for speaking with our loved ones across the veil, and it's a bit of a checklist. Number one, create a special time and place where you will not be disturbed in order for this to happen. You know, perhaps you can turn off all the technology, you can light a candle, play some lovely, beautiful classical music, center on your heart, focus on your breathing, and then open yourself to feel the love that you have for that person. Don't start asking them things. Don't start by berating them. Don't start by doing anything else, but focusing on the love that you have for that person. You know, the Posse of Angels wishes to remind all of us that our loved ones hear every single one of our thoughts, our words, they pick up our feelings, and that heaven is not up in the sky somewhere, as our loved ones reside in a parallel dimension to us, which is closer than our next breath. So please, when you get in that state where you've made that connection a priority, just take that time to feel the love that you have for that loved one across the veil. Second, after we've created that sacred space, the Posse of Angels is suggesting that we say a little prayer for them. Ask God and the angels to receive our loved one's messages and ask for the angels to assist us. The most important thing to do is to relax, let go of all expectations and attachments, and allow yourself to feel the presence of their love. I don't care what relationship you had with somebody, whether there were arguments, whether you disagreed, anything like that, because when a person crosses over, they change. They take their same energies, but they see things very different. So the more that you can relax and allow yourself to feel their presence, the more then their presence will be felt. Number three, you can even take a piece of paper and write the person's name on it. Write them a letter. Write them a question or a message. Write down whatever thoughts pop into your head. Sometimes spirit gives us images and phrases, or like my grandmother, you know, scents and smells to know that it is them, colors. These are all clues. And the most important thing to do is trust absolutely whatever you receive. I have a client whose mother loved Dean Martin. She just absolutely adored him. And since her mom passed, she has lost count of all the Dean Martin songs that she's heard in stores, in elevators, and on the radio. Now, number four is keep having faith that receiving messages from across the veil is not something that's made up, because doubt will be the greatest barrier between you having clear communication with your loved ones. And so to release all doubt and to know that this is not only possible, but that you can have that daily weekly communication with your loved ones. Now, there's no set time limit how long to do this. Certainly, when one has a self-imposed time limit, it feels forced rather than free-flowing. It's like, hurry up, Dad, you know, come in. I only have a few seconds, you know, to talk with you. That feels forced. That feels a little bit pressure. And when you feel that pressure, well, it's time to stop. Whether it's for 10 seconds or 10 minutes or longer is not the point, as the Posse of Angels wishes to remind all of us that there is no time in heaven. There's only love, but that we shouldn't feel like that we're under a time limit and that we're pressured. And probably the hardest block to dissolve when it comes to speaking to our loved ones across the veil is our own skepticism and attachment. And when we hold to an expectation as to how the messages from our loved one need to come in, we are blind to the signs that they do send us. Now, for those of my clients who doubt that this could ever happen, I say to them, let go of expectations. Put your focus on your eternal connection and love for the person and have fun and see what happens. By lightening our burden of carrying attachments as to what should happen, we open to the seemingly magical and unbelievable to manifest. In fact, our lightness of spirit, our divine eternal nature, helps us to connect with our loved ones. The loss of a loved one is devastating. It's an absolute devastating experience. And the more we can allow ourselves to really feel our grief, the harrowing sadness, the more we will be able to process, heal the hurt. And then within time, our love for them is all that remains. By putting our focus on the fact that our love for them never dies, and that we all are eternally connected, it lightens our load. It actually sets us free to create space for our loved ones to connect with us. You know, everyone, on a personal note, since my dad crossed over 2 years ago, I have received countless signs and references from him that are so deeply personal and unique to our relationship that they're never was any doubt that these messages were from him. Now, for instance, the night that he passed, a good friend of mine who is a psychic medium was traveling home to L.A. And when she landed in L.A., she wanted to visit us before returning to her apartment. I told her that we just got word that my dad passed and were making arrangements to return east for his funeral. Well, the next morning, I received a text to look on the front porch, and there I found a goodie bag with breakfast pastries for us, a white flower, a teddy bear, and this letter from my friend. She said, "Your dad came to me, and there he was whirling around like the Tasmanian devil, as he was so happy to be out of his sick body. He had been debilitated ever since he suffered a stroke 5 years earlier." She wrote that he was blowing kisses and blowing bubbles with a question mark. And she wrote that she didn't know what that meant. And he told her in the letter, he told her to remind his little girl, me, to keep dancing and to be happy. What this dear friend of mine did not know was that my dad could form bubbles on his tongue and blow them off and make them float in the air. This is a family trick, and myself and my older brother can do this as well. Also, this friend of mine did not know that when I was a little girl, my dad and I used to put on music and we used to dance together, laughing and giggling and falling all over the place and just so in love with our kindred relationship. In fact, since his passing, he sends me so many references to dancing. I've gone into shops and restaurants and heard songs of dancing, such as Dancing Queen by ABBA. You know, the song from Beetlejuice, "Jump in the Line, Rocky Body in Time." Oh yeah, I believe it. And just this past weekend, I was at a brunch with a friend, and I walked into the ladies' room, and I heard the lyrics. "Lady in Red, Dancing with Me" by Christa Berg, and I was wearing this huge red pashmina. And I started to cry. I receive confirmation shivers every time this happens that it is my dad reminding me to have fun, to play, to dance, and just how much he loves me. Our love has not diminished just because he's not physically here. So the more we open our hearts with all of our faith to know that our loved ones truly do live on, then we open up possibilities for them to send us messages and to truly stay connected with them instead of feeling like we've lost them forever. And to help with further insight, I went to my new cards. These are the Wild Unknown Animal Spirit cards. They're lovely. They're, and especially the messages. This is by Kim Kranz, K-R-A-N-S. And when I pulled a card, the animal that came lumbering in was bear. Hello.
Hello.
After a long, long hibernation, Bear awakens from his spiritual slumber to be able to begin anew again. Just like many of us who know that it's time to awaken and move forward toward a new day dawning for us, which could mean new relationships, new jobs, new fresh opportunities that were more in line with who we authentically are. Bear represents being on the cusp of a new direction in our lives and a transformation. And while this transformation is pretty exciting, Bear wants us to know that the initial time period of weeks or months spent transitioning into the new fresh start, it may make us feel unstable, cumbersome. This is an inner calling which urges us to grow and get out of our comfortable dark caves and emerge into the light of the new dawn. Yes, it might take a while for our eyesight to adjust to our new surroundings and the business of life after being, and the busyness of life after being in hibernation for so long. But it will be so worth it, and it will begin to explore our newly created realities. So thank you so much, Mr. Bear. You did a good job, and have fun. Have fun playing and foraging for food now that you're out of hibernation. Goodbye. There he goes, lumbering off. You have been listening to the Bear, to me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. When we come back after the break, we will be taking some of your calls for those free angel readings. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819, and we will take some of those calls on the other side of this break. See you soon.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com. Take your own journey with the angels with Claire Candy Hoff's heaven-sent guided angel meditation CD. Letting go of concerns and living in the now. This beautiful CD walks listeners through practical exercises to help free them from the burdens, worries, and concerns of daily life.
Walking a quarter of the way across the bridge, you see a bright emerald green light and sense a loving presence. This is Archangel Raphael's green healing energies, nourishing and revitalizing you. Take a moment now to bathe in this green healing light.
Giving you much more than just relaxation and stress release, this wonderfully narrated CD provides vivid visualization, soothing and inspiring music, and an angel's choir that will bring you peace, clarity, and a newfound awareness. Visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Hello, you're back with me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. Just a reminder that Angel Healing House Radio airs every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. We've been speaking all this month about the afterlife, heaven, or as I call it, our one true home behind the veil of forgetfulness, which I speak about in my channeled novel. And in this book, I speak about my five most important past lives as they helped me grow the most, help my soul to grow the most spiritually, and then what I did in the afterlife. It is chock-a-block full of spiritual information about the contracts that we write in our book of life, about how the etheric council is non-judgmental at all, how they help us, about the reunion party that so many of us get to go and experience, seeing our life's review. But not only that, afterwards, what we do in the afterlife before we choose to if we do choose to come back for another incarnation. And when we write another contract, we build on the contracts of what we learned or didn't learn in our previous incarnation. So you can get this book on Amazon. You can also get it on my website, which is angelhealinghouse.com. Let us go to our first caller. We have Mandy on the line. Mandy, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff. How are you today?
I am great. How are you, Candy?
I'm really, really well. What's happening in your life?
Well, you know, I have been preparing and preparing and preparing with my life's work, and I feel like I'm ready to launch my career, which at this point would be giving readings to clients. And because I've been preparing so much, I'm not really sure how to take the next step. What do your posse of angels say is my next step so that I can actually do this work instead of preparing for the work?
Well, okay. What they want you to know, what they really want you to know, Mandy, is that you have been doing the work. You haven't just been preparing for it. You have been doing the work because it's given you so much joy and it's given you so much abundance in your heart as you prepared for it, that that is the energy that you've seeded on the planet. It doesn't really matter what we do. It's that we, it's how we do it, and we do it with joy. Okay. So whatever steps you take would be most advantageous. Now, I'm thinking back to my past 15 years as a healing practitioner, as a reader, as all the psychic medium, all the things that I've done. What they and myself are saying because of my experience is that you want to do you have business cards?
I'm about to make business cards. I have some, but they have the wrong phone number on them. So I'm going to make new ones in a couple of days. And I do have flyers out.
Okay, that's really important.
Website.
Oh, and the website. All right. So you've got a foundation. This was probably, if you're on Facebook Live TV, if not, I'm holding up my brochure. This was probably the, this brochure was the best thing that my husband suggested that I do. You don't have to do one as elaborate as this. It's a trifold brochure. It has my books inside. It has the information on the back. But I would set the intention, once I had those things, the business card, the brochure, or the flyer, and my website, then my intention was, show me how to be of best service. And I would go, let's say, grocery shopping. Somebody would ask me, how is your day? And I'd say, because of what I do, everything, every day is extraordinary. And they'd say, what do you do? I'd reach in my pocket, and I would take out my brochure. And they would read on the top, Reiki master, angel practitioner, author, my gosh, they'd read my quote. I'm just getting shivers from a posse of angels. And they'd say, this is wonderful. They'd hand it back. I said, no, no, it's yours to keep. But there's a caveat with it. If you don't use it, it has to be passed to somebody who can use it. And when you hold it, make a wish and believe that the wish has already come true. I not only said that once, I must have sent that hundreds of thousands of times over the last 15 years. And what has come back to me has been absolutely miraculous. Most of those people booked sessions with me. Or if they didn't book sessions, they said, you know, oh, it says in here that, you know, Reiki is so very good for cancer, or the testimonial here about the angel reading. My mother's going through a really difficult time. My father passed. And, you know, they pick up the comfort, the healing, and the love. They pick up that intention. So the more that you do this, the more that I've never had anybody say that I was pushing it on them, because it just flowed so easily, because I didn't do it for the money. I did it to be of service. So that's what the posse of angels are saying. The more that you can, just your intention is to be of service, is to maybe practice a few lines like that, just so it's not forced and it doesn't seem to be, you know, pushing that kind of thing. Right. Then it becomes, it's so a part of who I am now, excuse me, that when I'm out with family or friends, it's like a natural reaction. I meet somebody and I can tell whether to reach in my bag or not, because the posse of angels will say, if I think about it rather than feel it, the posse of angels will say, their heart is not open to receive the information yet. And then I don't. But you will be guided. You will be guided. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out for our lovely Mandy. And also they're saying, please value your time. Those of us doing this work have had a tremendous difficulty. We've given it away. We've discounted it. We have not valued the time, the effort, all that we've done to prepare for this. So they really want to make sure that you value your time, your effort, your hard work, all the spiritual books or workshops or crystals or runes or cards or things that you've invested in, to make sure that there is an energy exchange. Okay, let's go to the cards and see what comes out. They're very excited for you to step forth.
Okay. Great.
First card is coming out is the Page of Cups. The Page of Cups is that card that brings us messages about not only new emotional attachments, but this is also a proposal card. You know, the more that you do what you love doing, don't limit yourself to how you're supposed to bring forth the spiritual messages. For instance, have you written a book?
Yes.
Okay. All right. They want you to know that your book is your calling card. Have you been interviewed about
No.
your book? Okay.
So no, it's not in book form yet. I haven't been published.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, they're saying that you can always self-publish it as well. That's right, because they're saying it's more important to get the information out than it is to wait and wait and wait for a publisher. Not to say that a publisher may not happen, but they're saying that your book, for you to get your book done, it's your calling card, and then your intention is for radio and TV people to connect with you, and therefore, you know, you can speak about your book, your services, all the things that you do, keep directing people to your website, and then your book becomes your calling card. The next one that comes out is the Sun. I love the Sun card. Doesn't matter where the Sun card falls in a reading. It shows the radiance, the illumination, the shining nature of what you're doing now. and that giddiness and happiness. Again, it doesn't matter what the form takes. What matters most is the feelings in your heart. And there's no right or wrong. As many people that are practicing the spiritual arts, or as what you want to call them, there's different unique ways of doing things. We're all snowflakes, and no two of us are exactly the same. And the next card that's coming out for you is the Nine of Swords. The Nine of Swords say the things that will stop you is worrying, and also worrying about competition. There is no competition out there. Just because somebody is doing this seemingly the same thing you're doing, or doing it longer, or, oh, I wish I was like them, they've had this success or that success, we all had to start somewhere. And they're saying, please put to rest any thought of you having any competition. So, Mandy, they are giddy. They are giddy with you stepping up and doing this. And they're going to be with you every time someone asks, how was your day? You say, it is extraordinary because of what I do. And they'll say, what do you do? And then there's your opening. And as long as you say it with love in your heart and this absolute joy about being of service, then God and the angels will keep bringing you all of these opportunities to be of service. I hope that's been helpful.
That's been incredible. Thank you so much. I feel so giddy myself.
Just go out there and have fun doing it. I'm sending you so much love.
Thank you, and love to you too. Take care.
Okay. Take care. Bye. Thank you. Thank you so much to our lovely Mandy. And that goes for everyone. Doesn't matter if you, it doesn't matter what we do. It matters how we feel when we're doing it and opening up to be of best service. Don't pigeonhole yourself how this is supposed to come in. Open yourself to the journey, not the destination. Let's go to our next caller. We have Judy in Arizona. Judy, you're on the line with Angel Healing House Radio and me, Claire Candy Hoff. How are you today?
Hi, Claire. It's an honor to speak with you.
Lovely to speak to you as well. What's happening in your life?
Well, I had a very bad biking accident 2 years ago, and I'm still really healing from it, where I broke my jaw and my chin. It was a shock to my system, yeah. And I, too, am at a crossroads with where do I go with my career. I've been a designer, fashion designer, and I'm an artist. And I've been drawn to a lot of healing lately, and been told that that's really my calling, and I don't know where to go or how to move forward. So if I could get any clarity around that, I'm very open to hearing.
Okay. While I'm shuffling the cards, the Posse of Angels want to hark back to that accident. And they're saying, if you are really true to yourself, you were picking up part of your intuition, or some of your intuition was picking up that what you were doing was like a coat which had grown too small for you. You were hearing the alarm bells that what you were doing or the way you were doing it had grown like it was like out of date, like it was past its use by date. And you kept this feeling, well, it's paying the bills, or, well, you know, I've done it for a long time. Well, whatever that is. And they kept giving you signs. When we don't get the signs and when we don't, I know this because they're telling me this, when we don't act on the signs, sweetheart, what they do is they can't interfere with free will, but they can create situations that take us out. And they don't want to harm us in any way, but you know, if we don't act upon that, every time we don't act upon it, we're telling ourselves, we're lying to ourselves. That's what it feels like. Yeah. And this accumulates over time, and it actually it's not rationalized, but it works like negative energy. It's like because we're telling ourselves that I can't do something because of the money, or I can't do something because I've done it for a long time, done this for a long time. I have to stay in it, or all the shoulds and that kind of thing. So
yeah,
they're saying you were taken out. You were taken out. Okay.
Oh my.
Okay, but this created an enormous, enormous wealth of time for you to reconsider your life. Yeah. And what you're doing now is you're coming out of this with much more, with an expanded perception, a perspective of your life, and saying, well, you know, I could have crossed. I could have crossed when that accident happened.
Yeah, so, I feel that way. Uh-huh.
Okay, so I'm not sure. Do you feel, were you ever unconscious? Did you have like a near-death experience? Did you have any?
Yes, I did. I had a near-death experience at that time.
Okay,
yes.
Okay. All right. That's what they're telling me. And because you have come back with greater clarity, seeing that. Shivers all over the place. That time is limited in this human incarnation, and those of us, because I, you know, the former soul, before I walked in as Angel Ariel, she had two near-death experiences, and it does wake you up. It does wake you up to say, okay, what is it that I truly want to do? And you have come back and decided to be of service in the way now that your soul wants you to. So one of the things that that helps enormously is, and I've helped many people over the last 15 years, is for them to learn Reiki. Now, what does this do? This opens you up further to your psychic awareness. This attunes you to work with universal life force energy, you know, tunes you like a radio station to plug in to doing that, and to be able to help people to remove pain from the body, to bring the body back into calmness. Now, what that does, it creates a professional platform, because Reiki is seen as professional now. You know, the National Institute of Health now recognizes and accepts it. The Mayo Clinic, you know, Sloan Kettering Cancer Centers and Johns Hopkins, they routinely use Reiki. So it's gone from the beaded curtains and the woo-woo days, and now it's professional. So if you do something like that, I found that having Reiki as my platform to work from there, from there I also did my psychic readings from there, and I also did my angel workshops from there. I also, you know, held meditation nights from there. I mean, that was my base. So yeah. It's good, and not that you have to do Reiki, but find some sort of a alternative therapy or modality that you align and then you healing platform or bringing the body back into alignment, and you know, there's can be so many offshoots of that. So they're really saying that that the next step is just to take inspired action to those things that your soul is craving for you to do, and it's a wonderful wake up. It's wonderful to be at this amazing crossroads now that you're at, because it means your soul is ready to step forward. And again, it doesn't matter what you do; it's how you do it. Let's go to the cards. And yeah. It's so beautiful. The first card that's coming out for you, let me see, is, and I did shuffle them, is the Sun card again. Two read two readings in a row where the Sun card has come out. And this is just shining a light and illuminating how your soul wants to be illuminated. It wants to shine forth all these beautiful gifts that you have. And keep opening. And as once you decide to do this, more and more will come in for you to access. And just ask them. Ask the angels, Judy, say, show me, now that I've decided 100% that I want to pursue this, show me with 100% how to step forward and be open and not attached to expectation, how it should happen, as to what happens and what they bring to you. Then what happens is the Knight of Wands. Then things start moving in your life. It may even get you to travel. You know, there may be things, presented to you that you know, want you to travel, travel in state, maybe travel nationally or travel overseas. But certainly there will be movement then towards different things, connections and opportunities coming to you. And the next one is the World card. And I'm not surprised that the World has come up. The World card, I'm just... there is the Sun card. There is the lovely Knight of Spring, which is the Knight of Wands, and the World card, which is a completion, but it's also a beginning. Mm-hmm. And the world will be yours as long as you follow your soul and keep stepping forward. Mm-hmm. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Thank you so much, Claire. That's really beautiful. I appreciate it.
And I'm very giddy and happy for you. Take care. And make sure you call into the show and tell us what's happening.
Absolutely, I will. Thank you. I love your
lots
work.
Of love.
Love.
Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to our next caller. Let's go to Stephanie. Stephanie, you're on the line with Angel Healing House Radio. Hello, Stephanie, are you there?
Oh, yes. Hi. I didn't hear you at first. Thank you.
That's okay. How are you today? What's your question?
Well, I have, I guess, a question about, my health. I have, still these issues. I didn't end up winning that contest, and I haven't heard back about a job opportunity. And I have a sonogram tomorrow, and I'm just a little worried. I did a writing exercise a few weeks ago where I was trying to connect to a spirit guide, and I don't know if it worked out very well, but I thought it said that I had a cancer and that it might have been a grandfather that I never met when I asked its name. And I don't know if that was like a real connection I was having, or I don't know. I've just been kind of worried about that.
Okay. The first thing that they're saying is when things don't work out for us to say thank you. Because everything, there's no way of knowing, Stephanie, what your soul needs to go through in order to grow. And that's why we're here. We're here for our soul's growth. So whatever happens, it's great. It's thank you. Thank you for this happening. And bless it. Bless ourselves. Because it's not done to us. It's done for the greatest good of ourselves, the greatest good for all concerned. So to go in to any of these procedures saying, thy will be done, and I'm open for my soul to grow. A lot of these worries and doubts that you have are because of your expectation as to what should happen. Okay, allow yourself to be led. And all this doubt and worry is really causing your health to suffer. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out. The Ten of Cups is the happiest emotional fulfillment card. They're saying put more of your emphasis on what on those things that you are joyful about, on the health that you do have, on the things that have worked out, and keep blessing them and saying, I am working towards my perfect health instead of pinpointing those things that are not working out. The next card that is coming out for you is the Two of Pentacles. That feeling of abundance is so very important for you to keep cementing and to keep perpetuating in your life. Otherwise, like this guy, you know, you always will feel kind of out of balance. And keep bringing it back to I'm doing the best job that I have available for my health. And the next card that we have is the Six of Pentacles. It's the giving card. It's the nurturing and nourishing card. Okay, so nurture and nourish your soul, and those energies will go a tremendous way to helping your health improve. I hope that's been helpful for you.
Thank you. One of the messages I got when I did that writing was to do more art, and I remember thinking at the time it was probably just to try to, for me to, you know, be happier.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, but I was sort of like surprised when, you know, when I asked its name and it, you know, it said this name of a relative, you know, who died long before I was born.
Well, I was going to say, I only have about a minute left. Don't get so caught up in names. Just know that love never dies. And maybe this soul is contacting you to encourage you to paint more, is encouraging you to nourish your love and those beautiful energies inside of you, which will spark your immune system and start improving your health. I've got to go, Stephanie. Thank you so much.
Okay, and, thank you.
And I would love to see you start painting. Okay, bye.
Bye.
And that wraps the show up for today. Thank you so much to my callers. Thank you to all my listeners. Thank you to those who have referred the shows on to others. Do remember that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesdays, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, here on Transformation Talk Radio. And to order copies of my book, One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, and my beautiful book, Angels of Faith, which I will just reach across and get here, Angels of Faith. You can go to my website, which is angelhealinghouse.com. Or you can purchase them on Amazon. Also, you can download and purchase the audiobook of I Am an Angelic Walk-In on audible.com. And everyone, please do go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Love and angel blessings. And I look so forward to speaking with you again next week. Take care, everyone. Bye.